Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
0.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
And now.
It just highlighted
how bad Mac Jones
no,
is.
No. It highlighted
for me the Patriots are a 12th tier team.
No, it highlights is the.
They're going to be 5-12.
It highlights the level of skill that players now have.
Be curious, not judgmental.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers either.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
What?
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
Let me tell you.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Oh, hello.
Starring Greg Hill. Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
He has like that Michael Jordan and I'm like, wait a second, I'm better than this Scrabini.
Joined by the relationship alpha, Courtney Cox.
Didn't go unnoticed that the tweet after the show wanted to thank Curtis, Wiggy, Greg, and Razor.
I didn't even think I missed that.
And accompanied by
the Curtis Show,
the brains of this operation.
Curtis.
Is it a similar situation as with the Giants when Bill kind of made it difficult for Josh to interview and Joe Judge was eventually hired?
Well, how could Bill stop him if Josh wanted to be the head coach of the Raiders?
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it!
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers and watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Yes. Hello.
What is going on, everybody?
Ooh, Tuesday.
Tuesday, day number two.
It is.
Of the nationwide search to replace Ken Laird. And we might as well get right to meeting today's producer candidate, Ben Charleston. Ben, did you do that intro?
I did.
Okay.
Myself.
All right, points. We can compare it right away to the intro yesterday of Matty Pipes. Right, what are your thoughts?
Oh, can I just say,
and
I met Ben yesterday for the first time.
It's not like you, Wiggy, where Courtney has to agree with every one of your takes. She doesn't feel that way about the producer candidate.
I met Ben yesterday.
Yeah.
By the time I got home, we had a shared document.
Whoa.
And as somebody who loves lists, very organized, I came in this morning. Things were, I mean, the organization itself, top notch.
We know from the experience with the couple's calendar that you love shared documents.
I do. So. I am a sucker for a shared doc.
So you're on, when it comes to prepping you for this show, you're giving Ben an A+.
Yeah, it was just,
all right.
Well, did you look in front of you? All your reads are just very well organized.
Wait,
the blue tabs. Yes.
Hold on. What are we?
Uh-oh.
What are we doing?
That's the last time that Greg got caught with a tab.
We have color-coded. I'll put this up on the Twitch feed. By the way, you can watch this show on Twitch. Just follow WEEI in Twitch. We have color-coded blue tabs on the live reads. I don't know. Ben, you may be way too organized for this program.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it.
I was trying to be nice, but yeah, I didn't mean to
color coat them like that. It was just more to give you the times. But put myself in a bad spot. I have to do that all the time.
Each candidate brings something different to the table.
Well, he's setting the bar high, Kent, because Ken usually does a yellow tab, and every time is scribbled down, so you don't know what time it is.
Yeah,
I have a big board, and it just has Ben's name.
Really,
A+.
Did you notice too in the open that he took Ken out of it?
Yes, I did. I did notice that. Yes,
that's why he's number one for me.
And so did Ken. Ken supervising again in there this morning. Look at him. There he is. Yeah. All right.
He docked some points for that.
We got a lot to get to on the show. That includes a new replacement candidate for Ken Laird. In addition to that, we will get to this morning's leads in about 20 minutes or so at 6:30. And then we have a Wokey Award to hand out at 7:20 on the show this morning. We will get to the news at 7:30. And there is an irrational outbreak fear in the news based on what may have started after the 100 monkeys escaped from the truck in Pennsylvania.
A wiggy jinx like you read about.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wiggy brought up the movie Outbreak yesterday.
That's what happens when you got monkeys running around on the loose.
So that is what happens when you have monkeys running around on the loose. Yes.
Nailed it.
Also, on the show this morning, we will get to what are we doing at 8:30, and you will have the opportunity to win Garth Brooks tickets at 9 on this morning's show.
Huge.
And that's a WEEI pen game, Curtis, involving a certain person on this show who proudly declares that they cannot stand country music and that they know absolutely nothing about it. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Okay.
Could be anybody.
True.
It could be.
Well, I mean, we know Courtney loves Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I mean, we don't know what Ben's type of music is, right? We got to figure out his music.
Okay, ruin the surprise. You're taking on Ben Charleston.
I don't know.
And can I just say before we get into the show today that you look pretty flushed this morning? Did you do something different with your morning routine? Because you look like you're more awake. Your skin's glowing a little bit more.
Oh, well,
so you say Greg's on the glow up?
Yeah.
I went to the gym before the show this morning.
Wow, that's impressive, man.
Yeah. How much did he pay you to ask that?
The fact it wasn't on Instagram is a miss.
I know why it wasn't on IG.
Huh?
Why didn't you put that?
I don't want to gloat about how in shape I am. I could have put it on Instagram. I guess
you're not allowed to use your cell phone at 15 Beacon.
I got up 15 Beacon.
Didn't you take a picture there like a month ago?
Oh, yes. Oh, my staycation at 15 Beacon.
Very affordable.
I think they had a Groupon, Curtis. I ended up waking up early and going to the gym. I'm on the campaign I'm calling Beach Bod 2022.
Wow.
So.
Okay. Weren't you on that last year, though, 2021 Beach Bod? I thought.
Yeah, but there was a pandemic. I don't know if you heard about that or not. The pandemic got in the way of my Beach Bod last year, so.
I got you.
Yes. All right. Well, lots to get to this morning. Courtney was telling me in the office that she believes that Gronk is done.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I do.
What are you basing that on?
Some comments that he made yesterday to media where he was asked, we're going to get into it a little bit in trending, but I think that Gronk is the type that showboats a little bit to take your attention somewhere where it's not actually what's going on. Mm-hmm. I think he's very smart. I think Gronk is probably one of the smartest athletes out there, whether it's
said not too many people ever.
Exactly, but that's his facade. And I think that the way that he is talking about will I come back, he tweeted like year 15 with the eyes emoji. I think everything is pointing to him not going back, and I don't think that's what a lot of people who follow Gronk would think. I think they're saying, oh, he's talking about it so much, he's definitely coming back. I think it's opposite with Gronk.
But don't you think his decision is based on what Tom does, though?
Oh, of course.
Yes. Entirely, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Tom says come back, guess what? Gronk's coming back.
Yeah. So are you suggesting that if Gronk is trying to lead us down the I'm retiring rabbit hole, he already knows what Tom Brady is doing?
Yes, and I also think that something that Bruce Arians said yesterday leads me to believe even more that Tom Brady's leaving, and that's the fact that he is already telling fans, you know, now it's the offseason. We got to think about free agency. We were able to return all 22 starters last season. That will not be the case this season. So if you're Tom Brady, you know the talent isn't going to be what you wanted it to be this past season.
You're not going to be able to play for a super team.
Right.
Like he'll still be pretty good, though.
Like he was afforded the opportunity to do when he left here, Curtis. Yeah. Play for
Tyler
a super
Johnson.
Team.
What a super team that was this year.
All right. Well, Courtney will have trending coming up in just a moment or two. If you want to be on today, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or you can text at any time on the text line, which is 37937. If for some reason you cannot listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com or you can download the Odyssey app and then you can listen to us from anywhere at any time. You can always politely ask your smart speaker to play WEEI. And if you want to watch this program, you can do so on Twitch. Just follow WEEI on twitch.tv. And I want to thank the fine people at the Wise Man Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. They are the presenters of the Twitch feed. And Wise Man is created by Kentucky Owl Whiskey. So thanks to them for that. And here is Courtney and what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending is brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red. And the Bruins fell to the Ducks last night, 5-3. Goals came from Pasta, Taylor Hall, and Eric Howla, but it wasn't enough. Tuukka gave up 5 on 27 shots, but he's taking ownership.
Well, I think I just, my stick wasn't there, and then, you know, somehow I trickled through slowly. Shouldn't happen. Yeah, it's just my stick positioning wasn't there, and then, you know.
Nothing worse than when your stick is not there.
No. Yep.
You gave up a couple soft ones, though, last night. That one was really soft.
Yeah. Well, he says just a terrible goal.
That one was really soft.
I mean,
Is he overpaid at $1 million?
You got to give him some time, but I don't know how long you give him.
Right.
We talked about this with Mike Milbury last week.
Right.
When it comes to knocking the rust off, how long does that take if you're Tuukka Rask?
Well, that's a good point, because Cassidy was talking about that last night as well.
Well, he's not where he needs to be. I mean, I think that's evident. And we weren't sure he would be this soon either. Hags, I mean, as I said, I think you need 7 or 8 probably starts. They've come at it, you know, there hasn't been a long layoff. I mean, he was just in the net. So, you know, that part of it is good that he got right back in there. Didn't get the result we wanted.
Well, you brought this question up. Shouldn't he be playing a lot to kind of not, we're not going like one game or two games a night, just kind of, you know, play 5, 6, 7 games straight.
Yeah, well, I would think now is the time to do that.
Right.
However, you got a guy sitting there who's making $5 million that you probably feel some obligation to play as well. So you talked about the situation bringing Tuukka back and what it creates when it comes to an overabundance of goaltenders, and this is the issue right here. So,
and I asked Adam Schefter yesterday about Rob Gronkowski being his future tied to Tom Brady's offseason decisions. Gronk then talked to reporters yesterday following the Buccaneers' 30-27 NFC divisional round loss to the Rams. This is what he had to say about a scenario where Brady retires but Gronk stays.
Yeah, I mean, there could be a scenario like that. I mean, I'll never throw anything off the board because you never know how anything's ever going to play out. It's the NFL. It's one of the craziest businesses out there.
Okay. It's going to be about
that guy is electric at the mic.
I think it's more about Brady.
You do.
Because you don't know. He doesn't want to come back. If Brady retires, who the hell is the quarterback then?
Right.
Yeah, you think he wants to just come back and
Kyle Trask era begins.
Right. Is it that you think Gronk wants to play with Kyle Trask?
Yeah. And Ian Report is reporting that Jerod Mayo will be interviewing with the Las Vegas Raiders today.
Ken is losing his mind in the other room. Ian Rappaport. You know Ken. He's very anal when it comes to these things.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I know. He's not liking giving up this responsibility. But
Ian Rappaport, yes, go ahead.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you said Ian Report. That's what Ken
No, I said Ian Rappaport is reporting.
No. We don't have to go back and check the tape.
Mayo did interview with the Denver Broncos.
I'm just trying to make Ken happy. You have to say. Go ahead. Sorry.
Ian Rappaport is reporting is very hard to say. Let me just tell you that Gerard Mayo will be interviewing with the Las Vegas Raiders today. Mayo did interview with the Denver Broncos last week. I hate this already, but is reportedly out of the running after they cut their list down to three. And the Celtics return to action tonight against the Sacramento Kings. 7:30 tip off at the TD Garden. And that's what's trending.
You know what
and
they
I
say, Courtney, with great power comes great responsibility. That's what they told
Wiggy.
Spider-Man.
That is true, Wiggy.
Oh, what you just saw the new Spider-Man, right?
I did, but they said that in the other one.
Right.
So.
Now, when you say...
they also said it in that one.
Yes.
Now, when you say you hate this already...
I hate the Ken, like, you know, smiling in the other room, like, every time that
it's a Ken smirk.
It's the smirk.
You don't like Ken looking over your shoulder, the collective shoulder of the show.
Well, because then I'm looking over... He's behind me, and his back is turned, and I know when he's turning around, because then Greg gets this, like, giddy little smile in his face, and then I turn. It's the whole thing is.
Listen, it's not going to be that different when he segues from the producer search to his role as operations manager.
Yeah. Right.
He's just going to be sitting in his office,
listening
to everything that you do and texting you.
And then walking in here.
He's going to walk in and he'll say, great show.
Yep.
By the way, great show.
Love the energy.
Great show this morning. Love it. Yes. Great show.
Really came out of the boxes flying. Yeah.
But I'm trying. I will improve as trending goes on. And speaking of great responsibility, we can go to Curtis for the weather.
Okay. I am in the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center here. It is 33 degrees in Boston. And according to my long-term forecast, 8 to 12 inches of snow on Saturday.
Oh, come on.
So
man.
Head up north and go skiing.
Yeah, but, like a full nor'easter is what they're talking about.
Man.
But you're going to see all the Eric Fishers of the world. You know, they're going to be sort of couching their prediction. It's a foot of snow Saturday.
Oh, you're calling it.
On Tuesday.
You have inside information.
According to the Euro and the other models.
Your models are showing 12 inches.
Correct.
I have a wedding on Saturday.
That's the first time
they show
12 inches for him.
Yes.
Yep, that was the punchline. All right, that weather report is brought to you by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Give this thing a listen, maybe this morning. Looking to make the most of your money in 2022? Weekly financial check-ins with NerdWallet's Smart Money allow you to spend more time doing what matters. And less time worrying about what doesn't. Download NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This Sunday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's an NFL playoff Sunday on WEEI. Game one. The Bengals' miracle run continues as they face a red-hot Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Then we head to L.A. as Jimmy G and the 49ers take on the Rams. It all gets underway Sunday afternoon at 2. NFL playoff coverage on WEEI is brought to you by
Ketch's Law Group, the personal injury pros at ketcheslaw.com, the New England Recovery Center in Westboro, Mass. Zuti, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away my well-lit door.
Well, maybe docking you 10 points for choosing that Paul Simon song as the rejoin, Ben Charleston. Why that one? There's so many great Paul Simon songs.
I know. I just like the intro of it, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the way I went for it.
And you went to the gym this morning, and he's talking about a soft stomach.
That's a stretch, Curtis, but I appreciate the effort.
Well, Simon and Garfunkel, my favorite band.
We have a search underway, nationwide search, to replace Ken Laird. And let's meet Ben Charleston, who is the candidate this morning. We might as well start with music. All-time favorite band?
All-time favorite band? I grew up listening to Bruce Springsteen because of my dad.
Okay.
But my probably all-time favorite right now would probably be Run the Jewels. I guess that's not a band, that's a group.
Okay, oh. Group, band, group.
Run the Jewels, kind of I've never even heard of them.
How old are you?
I am 33.
33. Okay.
What kind of genre is Run the Jewels in? Is that rock and roll?
It's rap.
No, it's like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Run the Jewels?
You don't know Run the Jewels?
Nope.
Wow. Wow.
I could get up on them.
Your lack of knowledge about rap music is...
That is true.
...is disturbing. all right, 33 years old. Here at WEEI, you produce the Red Sox games.
Yep, executive producer of the Red Sox.
Okay, and you also produce Mutt's show.
I do.
Okay,
yeah,
so
in the offseason, yeah.
Now, how does Mutt would be out of producer if he got this job?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. He said good luck to me, but...
He said good luck.
But I think there was a little bit of,
Was it enthusiastic good luck, or...
It was like, it was like, it's a half. It's like good luck, but, maybe...
Yeah.
Don't do great.
Well, there is, let him know there is good news. Should you get this job, we would move Curtis to producing nights.
I think so Mutt would love that.
Ken, when does Mutt try out?
All right, Ben, I feel you. All right.
You are Wiggy?
Well, no, when I Googled Run the Jewels, Killer Mike's in that group. Okay. So it's more of like a, what would you categorize that as? Like more of the intellectual rap, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Intellectual rap.
Right.
Yeah, like it's
I've
more.
I've never heard of that category.
Yeah, it's like
that genre.
Yeah, it's more
it
like
sounds oxymoronic.
No, it's like it's like real political and
he's very political.
Yeah,
so
it's Killer Mike and it's intellectual rap. Right. It ain't like Migos is like
when you repeat the same
rap.
Word. That's not a description.
But do you know what intellectual means?
No,
You don't know what that means.
No, I have no idea.
Jesus.
Now I will say Ben gave us a detailed bio on himself, which I appreciate.
Okay.
And in here, it says that your high school nickname was?
Sunshine.
Is that from Remember the Titans?
Yes.
Ooh, wow. Points.
Wow.
The all-time greatest football film ever, bar none.
Okay. I'm with you
on
that one.
Remember the Titans.
I love Bertier.
So did you have long hair or were you the quarterback?
No. So I moved to Massachusetts when I was a freshman in high school. I had played hockey. So I had the long, the flow going, and no one else there did. So I got nicknamed Sunshine, but no, I played soccer, not a football guy.
Oh, minus the points that you just got for Remember the Titans.
I thought he came from Cali with long hair.
All right. And so, and then what is it, if anything, that would be interesting to you about this job, Ben?
This job, it's changes from the Red Sox to this. I'd love this. Being in the morning, having like a full-time show where it's just the show I get to create, and it's not splitting my time between, Mud at Night, Red Sox, late night. I can focus on one show.
Right. You'd be
really
a starter,
trying.
Not a utility guy.
Yes.
Stability.
Yeah. Stability. Okay. All right. Excellent.
Are you a morning person?
Waking up's not great for me, but once I'm up, I'm good. So
because you seemed awake this morning.
He's got a high motor.
All right. Ben is the candidate today. Candidates every day this week to replace Ken Laird. Ken supervising, or one might say micromanaging, the entire process from the studio this morning. So if you happen to tune in and watch the show on Twitch, then you'll be able to see Ken Laird bothering Chris Curtis all morning long with small talk in the studio. And a reminder that you can watch this show on Twitch. Just follow WEEI. When you get to Twitch, you can stream this show at WEEI.com or via the Odyssey app. You can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere at any time. We are going to get to a Wokey Award at 7:20 this morning, and the news with Courtney at 7:30. But right now, we got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Did you pick this top 40 hit as the lead this morning, Ben?
I did pick
this. Great choice. Like it. That is Duran Duran and Hungry Like the Wolf. Great video for that song. For those who remember music videos.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy, were you into music videos?
I was.
You were a young man growing up?
I was more into the box, though.
Into what?
The box. You remember where you could call in and request the videos that you wanted?
No.
I don't remember the box?
No. Was that on MTV?
No, it was like separate. So you could call in and like you could see like two live crews video there. It cost you like $10.99 to do it. But you could call in and request the videos.
So wait, while your mom was working at the cabaret,
yes,
were you calling in and requesting videos?
Oh, really? Oh yeah.
What was your number one request?
Generally it was like a two live crew video. Yes.
I wonder why.
I was like, 11 years old at the time.
That's how I got ready every morning.
Pop that.
Was watching music videos on MTV every morning. That's how I got ready.
Wait, when you were young, they still had music videos on MTV? I thought they had gone away.
No.
I bet they were more bigger in her era because Courtney's era is probably like, what was that? What the hell was the show with the dude?
Carson Daly.
What was the name of that show?
TRL.
Yeah, TRL. Yeah. That's what it was.
It stands for Total Request Live.
Yep.
All right. Today's lead's brought to you by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new all-wheel drive 2022 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Ben, did Ken inform you that you needed to do a lead this morning?
He did not inform me, but I did ask Curtis to confirm. I did have a lead ready to go, but I just wanted to make sure that I was also allowed to be on this.
Oh, the Laird man didn't give you the information that you needed in order to be the best replacement possible. Okay,
not over-communicating.
All right, what is your lead this morning?
Well, MLB announces their Hall of Fame tonight, or this afternoon, and I think it's time that the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame either somehow figures out to get the steroid players in. You have Clemens, Bonds,
Ortiz,
these guys who got caught cheating, but they were also some of the greatest players of all time. Bonds, like even before he got caught cheating, one of the greatest players of all time, and figure out a way to either, when you put them in, put an asterisk there, like, hey, this year they got caught cheating, they were cheating, but you can't tell baseball by just completely getting rid of that era.
Yeah, well, and just to clarify, Ortiz is still trying to figure out how that erroneous test was reported.
Yeah, he's getting to the bottom of it.
Yes, okay. what about a separate steroid Hall of Fame? Would you be somebody who is in favor of that?
That'd be stacked.
Like maybe you could do that in Chelsea or Lowell or somewhere like somewhere different than Cooperstown?
I mean, I wouldn't mind that, but I'm with Ben on this one. Guys like Bonds, A-Rod, David Ortiz, Manny, like all these guys should be in the Hall of Fame. It's more about the voters than anything. You got to move out all those dinosaurs that look at have this whole moral clause in there, like the Shaughnessy's. And I'm not voting for this guy because he made, disparaging remarks about liberals. So, like, get all those guys out and just say, hey, we're voting for these guys. We know during this era maybe there was some guys doing it. We don't know. But is this guy's numbers worth him being in the Hall of Fame? That is it.
I have a question. Yes. Will the steroid wing plaques be bigger?
I would hope so.
Yes, they will. All right.
Well, thank you, Ben. It's a tough day for me because I have to rip Tom Brady. This absolute pathetic performance last night with Jim Gray, where somehow Tom Brady is the only athlete in the history of sports to have a wife and kids. This is nobody else on the Bucs has to deal with family. I'm sure his offensive line can't afford the six nannies that Brady has. But he's the one dictating their future by waiting to talk about what he's going to do because he has to think about his family. Here he was last night with Jim Gray.
Football is extremely important in my life, and I care a lot about my teammates. And the biggest difference now that I'm older is I have kids now too, and I care about them a lot as well. My wife is my biggest supporter. You know, it pains her to see me get hit out there. And, you know, she deserves what she needs from me as a husband. And my kids deserve what they need from me as a dad. It's not always what I want. It's what we want as a family. And, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time with them and figure out in the future what's next.
So Jermaine Wiggins was right yesterday. I was wrong to disagree with him when he was talking about how he played and how everybody has these issues, and that when you're an actual NFL player, you still have plenty of time, unlike baseball, basketball, or hockey, because you're traveling for 1 or 2 days a week at most. And Tom Brady has reached the crossroads here where he can go on where he was headed, which is, you know, the greatest quarterback of all time, obviously loved and cherished, or he goes down the Brett Favre road. Ugh. Where it's, am I retiring? Am I not retiring? I'm coming back. Because now if Tom Brady returns, and it just so happens that Bruce Arians, who said on the last day of the year he intends to return, is not the head coach, then the whole country knows the family stuff is bullcrap. Mm. Because you're back because they got rid of somebody you didn't like. And so, you know, Tom, obviously my feelings on him are well known, but it really comes across as tone deaf when you're making your family's worth nearly $1 billion. And you have as many nannies as you need, and you're talking about how hard it is because of your family. Your people on the Bucks deserve to hear from you in a short period of time until the Super Bowl. I'll give you until the Super Bowl to make a decision. But when they start planning for the future, they need to know what they're doing at quarterback, and he owes them that decision.
Curtis, I know that was hard for you. Thank you.
Very good, though. Curtis is right.
He's spot on.
Because I was in Minnesota during the whole Brett Favre thing, and just by talking to some of those guys who play, it was like, dude, you're either coming back and playing or you're retiring, and we all know that you know what you're doing. What the hell is 4 weeks going to do? I mean, 4 weeks, Brady goes, well, like Curtis said, I think by the Super Bowl.
Well, it's like it gives everybody a chance to tell him how much they want him to play, and he gets to hear
but
that.
But doesn't he know that already? I mean,
I don't know. When somebody that you're dating asks you how they look in a dress, don't they know what you're going to say already? Don't they say it so that you say it?
Right, but when she's smoking hot.
Isn't that what he wants? Is he wants everybody to say, Tom, please play. Please come back. Please save our franchise. Please. Right. I mean, that's what he wants.
So he wants his head blown up.
Yes.
This is exactly what he did when he left the Patriots, with that whole commercial during the Super Bowl of him. Was he walking in? Was he walking out of the stadium? You know, saying, I'll be back.
Right. Same thing. Good point. All right, Curtis, thank you. Courtney?
Oof. All right. Well, so if you follow me on Twitter, you already know what my lead's going to be today. But yesterday, I was at one Lululemon in the Seaport, very close to your... You live in the Seaport.
Yes.
That is your home.
That's right. I oftentimes am at Lululemon.
Yes.
Now, I go to the Lululemon for men section.
That's where I was. That is where I was yesterday.
Dump that, Ben.
The Lululemon for men section. Yeah. 1 p.m. on a Monday. Sun is shining. Mm-hmm. I'm just enjoying my day.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for something for Santo.
Oh.
I'm standing there. Two men walk in. And in the times that we live in right now, they both have ski masks on.
Ski masks?
Yes.
Or a regular mask?
No, not a regular mask. Oof. But it's cold out. Everybody's wearing a mask. Honestly, I perk up because I am always on high alert.
Right.
That's my anxiety. They go over to the men's like cubby section. In the back, they have the women's leggings and the men's pants, and they're done by sizes. The way Lululemon is set up is very user friendly. You go, your size right there. There's a cubby, whatever. They're over there for a bit. And I am thinking to myself, this is interesting. It's myself, there's three workers, and one other girl in the store, young girl. And I'm at the front section of the men's, and all of a sudden, one of them whizzes by me. I follow, like, what's going on? He runs out of the store. Alarm goes off. He has probably three cubbies worth in his arms.
Of items that he has not paid for.
That is correct.
Oh.
Did
he forget to pay for them?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The second guy,
couldn't find his credit card.
His friend runs by me with the same thing.
Like
three cubbies worth of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately
am shook. Like, I'm standing there. If they pulled the tapes, right. I, like, they always say fight or flight. Mm-hmm. I am shut down. That is my personality.
You ain't fighting, and then you ain't fighting.
I couldn't believe it. I'm looking around.
So you were a witness to a smash and grab.
Well, it wasn't really a smash and grab.
It wasn't a smash, though.
It was a grab.
It was a grab.
It was a grab and go.
It was a grab.
The craziest part about it is I'm now standing there like a dope with my $70 t-shirt up at the... Hi, yeah, so this is crazy. I'd actually like to purchase this.
You should have done what they were... You right. should have just walked out.
I thought I was going to get, some type of discount, but that didn't happen. And the guy, I felt so bad for him. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was crazy. I'm so sorry. And he looked at me. He said, you know what? This happens all the time here. I'm like, what? He said, look at the door right now. One of the panels is boarded up. He said, that happened a few weeks ago. He said, we can't do anything about it.
Can't do nothing. And you shouldn't do nothing about it.
Right. Because who knows?
What do you mean you shouldn't do anything about it?
That's what's, and if you don't got a security guard there like Courtney, you know, you just, first off, once you see people walk in with a ski mask on, two guys with a ski mask on, you might, and they're in Lululemon, you might want to reevaluate the situation.
Okay, it's the fault of the store?
Oh, yeah. You got to have security there, man.
What?
What you mean?
Come on.
Yes, you got to have security.
Mickey, we live in a...
Exactly.
We live in a city in which those in charge refuse to hold people accountable for shoplifting.
Well, the store should have security there. My daughter works at Saks.
I can't with you.
They trying to get this come up. You see it all the time.
And the craziest part about it, there was no like getaway car. They ran outside. They were holding all of this stuff, and then they're walking around to where like the La Colombe and Outdoor Voices is, just holding all of this Lululemon. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen, and the way that these poor workers that were there that can't do anything about it, they say it happens all the time.
Right.
I wouldn't want to work in a store right now. And I've heard working at Lululemon, the benefits of it, they treat their employees really well. It is not worth it to work in a store where you're having to deal with this every day.
Yeah, but they're just going in there grabbing. They're not going to come up in there pistols ablazing.
Now, be honest. If Santo were there, you would have thrown him in front of the guys and said, take Santo, don't take my Lululemon.
I would have pulled him back. Like, I was so... my adrenaline was so high, it was actually pretty scary.
Yeah, they're just coming in and getting the stuff and getting out.
So you live by the creed, Wiggy, that as long as you get away with it, it's not wrong?
No, I said it's about the store having security there.
No, but you said that these people weren't in the wrong. It's the fault of the store.
It's the fault of the store for not having security.
You sound like the woke DA in California who's blaming the railroad because people are stealing all of the supplies from it.
You seen that? Yeah, with all those boxes.
Yeah.
So if you know...
So you're, but that guy says, "Well, the railroad ought to have more security." No, you ought to punish people who are running around stealing stuff.
They don't. They're not going to punish you for that. They are not going.
They should,
Because have you seen our judicial system? I mean, let's be honest. They're not going to punish you for that. Hmm. So you have to understand.
They should.
That of course they should, but they don't, Curtis. We live in 2021. Our judicial system. 2022 is all jacked up. That's why if you have a store like that, the best thing to do is have security there so you can deter people to say, all right, well, if we're going to go in a store, we might as well go down the street to Lululemon because they don't have security.
You don't really believe that.
Yeah, of course. My daughter worked at Louis Vuitton. She worked at...
Montclair, right?
Yeah, Montclair.
Yeah.
And the thing is, and it happens all the time, you have to have security at these type of places.
It is interesting you say that because I had to go to a CVS right before, and I was walking there, and I ran into these guys beforehand, and they were talking about the security guy that was standing in that area. So I do think that they were waiting for this guy to leave to go do it. It was, I can't even explain to you, like, how infuriating it was to watch.
It's
crazy.
I wanted to delve into this, so we're a little late. Sorry. I'll do my lead when we come back. No, don't. I mean, that's outrageous to me.
Yeah, it was.
And that's broad daylight.
I texted you guys right after.
Broad daylight.
I couldn't believe it.
One final question. Were they vaccinated? Okay.
Well, at least
they were older.
Okay.
They were older. Older gentlemen.
They ran off with the vaccine passport of the workers.
Did you see their faces?
Outside.
Oh, so you saw them outside.
Yeah, I only saw one face. One was this older white guy.
Were they wearing N95 masks?
No.
Oh, gosh. That's what we can arrest them for. We can't arrest them for shoplifting, but they didn't have the right mask on.
And I saw Courtney's sketch. It looked a lot like mutt. I don't know.
All right.
Wow. Should have known the white guy, so it could have been.
All right, there's the almost all of the leads. We will get to my lead, which I think will also bother you. I thought about this all night last night because I'm accused of sounding like a broken record, but I want to talk about this guy here in the city who is not well and what he is going through when it comes to a transplant that he needs. So we'll get to that coming up next.
Tuesday on Gresh and Keefe, Peter King stops by to unpack the crazy divisional round in the NFL. Plus, Kiefer Mattis at 12:30. It all starts at 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Question Keefe.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Day number two of the search for Ken Laird's replacement, and Ben Charleston is the candidate today, and coming up at 7:20, we have a Wokey Award to hand out to none other than Peter Dinklage, the great Game of Thrones actor. So we'll get to that coming up. And then the news at 7:30. And there is an irrational outbreak fear in the news. Just as we are getting close to maybe the endemic stage of the pandemic, we've got a new outbreak to be concerned about, thanks to those monkeys that escaped from the truck in Pennsylvania the other day. So we'll get to that during the news at 7:30. And a reminder that on today's show you can win Garth Brooks tickets if you know country music better than Wiggy, which defines...
It's going to be hard to do, though.
It defines every person in the United States of America and listening to this program.
Love Johnny Cash.
Yes, Curtis.
With this new outbreak, are we going to be told not to wear masks for this first 6 months and then to wear them after?
Yes, that's... Yes, that is the way it's going to work.
Okay.
All right. We got delayed a little bit during the leads. Let me get to my lead this morning because it's an interesting topic, and I want to know where you stand on it this morning. There is a 31-year-old Boston man named DJ Ferguson who is currently fighting for his life at Brigham and Women's Hospital. He is in desperate need of a heart transplant, and his family has shared that he was at the front of the line to receive a transplant, but because he has yet to be vaccinated, they have determined that he is not going to get his heart transplant. Several people DM me who know the family very well. He's a great guy, father of a couple young kids. And the reason that he is not getting the vaccine is because he has heart problems. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, the vaccine can cause some enlarging of the heart for a brief period of time or, mm-hmm. or what have you. And so there are doctors who are concerned that if he got the vaccine, it would cause him an issue. He can't afford to have his heart enlarge anymore based on the condition that he's in. Now, we have some audio from Dr. Arthur Kaplan, who says that being vaccinated is necessary for this type of procedure.
Post any transplant, kidney, heart, whatever, your immune system is shut off. The flu could kill you. A cold could kill you. COVID could kill you. The organs are scarce. We're not going to distribute them to someone who has a very poor chance of living when others who are vaccinated have a much better chance post-surgery of surviving.
Hmm. So essentially, I gather from that what they're saying is right. We want to give a heart to somebody who's vaccinated. We've made the determination that we're going to give a heart to somebody who's vaccinated because we believe that person has a better chance of living post-surgery. Well, it seems outrageous to me that there is a guy who's a father of two kids who's sitting in a hospital in desperate need of a heart. And they're making a determination based on a medical decision that he made right. on the advice of doctors about whether he gets his heart or not.
That's what I don't understand. This guy is obviously doing everything he can to make sure that he is healthy, doing what's best for him and his body and his future. He's talking to doctors. He is in a hospital. And now he makes it to the top of the list where you're waiting for that because you want to make sure that you see your two little kids grow older. And to be told no because of these unprecedented times is disgusting. And I'm not a doctor. Right. I don't understand how this works. If you are at the top of the list, are you at the top of the list for one specific hospital? Or are you at the top of a transplant list across the board? Can he transfer to another hospital?
I don't know. Great question. Sure.
Like, that's what I'm wanting. Because some hospital needs to step up and say, come here. We will take care of this.
Well, see, I would always look at if there was no pandemic.
Right.
They would be giving the guy the heart anyways, right? Even, you know, because the way that audio made it seem like, all right, well, we don't. You know, they're scarce anyways, these organs, so we want to give them to people that have a higher chance of survival afterwards. And they feel like, well, if you're vaccinated, that maybe makes your chances of survival for other things like the flu, the cold. But if there was no pandemic, would you give this guy his heart anyways?
You're playing with this guy's life over his own medical choice. which he's doing on the advice of doctors.
The only thing I will say, just to provide context for the maybe what the doctors would be saying, is that when I was in the ICU, I had liver failure. And you can't get a liver transplant unless you have 6 months of consecutive sobriety. Because you don't want to give liver to the guy that just in there, he's an alcoholic, and then no. 2 months later, the liver fails again. So if that's the context, I'm just providing that as like a historical perspective. Yeah. But he obviously doesn't have a recurring addiction problem.
No.
He just wants to live, and this seems to be on doctor's advice, which doesn't make sense.
He has a disease, which is no fault of his.
Right.
And he needs a new heart, and he's a father of two young kids. Like, get out of here. I'm done with this.
That don't make sense.
It's like playing God. These so-called experts are running around playing God with everybody else's lives.
But it's even
like enough.
But it's even another step forward to playing God. It's like we're going to determine who gets these organs based on how we feel they live their lives,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So, like, if, you know, they feel like, well, because this guy don't want to get vaccinated, these other things could affect him. Yeah. We only have a handful of them.
Should
have
got vaccinated.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, come on, really?
Right.
So anyway, that's my lead. Interested what you think about it. My opinion can always change on these things. I'm open to hearing how you feel, but I just... For this guy, 31 years old, and Curtis, I think you have his father coming on the show this morning. Is that correct?
Yes, his father, Chris, will be joining us at 9:30 this morning.
9:30. Okay.
It's wrong on so many levels because you're basically, it's almost like saying, all right, we're going to give the organs to the people who can give us the most money, or we're going to give the organs to people that leave a healthier lifestyle. We're going to, you know what I mean?
It's almost like
they're picking and choosing who gets
to live. Yeah. Right. It's like a movie.
There could be vaccinated people who have far worse health, what they do with their time other than getting a vaccination.
But it seems like the hospital wouldn't give it to those people.
I mean, you're right, though, Courtney. Maybe the guy can leave Brigham and Women's and go somewhere else.
I hope so.
All right. We got to take a quick break. 617-779-7937 is the number to call, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
Patriots Monday
with Bill Belichick and Mac Jones
is Sports Radio WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.